people that are like, anime sucks.
not to name names,
but I don't think it sucks.
You know him very well.
But it's more like, it's just not for me. That's it.
Welcome to Dick Pics.
Oh, are you recording?
I always do it.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, we got a special guest with us today. Say hello.
Hi.
Give your name.
No.
Jesus, every time I have you on this show, you're like...
You should know me by now.
I know. Damn, they don't, though. We have new listeners now.
Hi, new listeners. I'm Elizabeth.
And this Mexican motherfucker over here?
I'm Danny.
Really?
What?
I didn't know that was your name.
Yes. That's my name. Every time.
And I'm Dick. Richard. Whatever. Man... After last week's musical episode, I've got a lot.
Total shit show.
I have a lot to talk about.
All right.
A lot.
You've had a fucking crazy week.
Yeah. Man, it's out there. It's out there. But let's do, like, you know, introductions. Well, let's say, how you doing? You're back in town. You've been in Virginia for how long?
Like 6 months now. I've been in Virginia for 6 months. I fucking hate it.
And how long has Virginia been in you?
Too long.
Too fucking long.
No, like I was putting off getting my plates changed and everything because I know we're moving next year. So, but I got a speeding ticket and the guy was like, you're supposed to get your plates changed after 30 days. And I was like, I'm so sorry, I didn't know.
Well, it's been a long time since I took my driver's test. I thought it was 90 days.
Well, yeah, no, I thought you had 90 days also with it.
Oh, wait, plate. No, I'm thinking license. License is 90 days.
Oh, that's
I thought your license is like a month.
No, I think it's 90 days.
Oh.
Well, either way, I had to get a new license right away because my fucking wallet got stolen the night before I moved up.
This sounds like a wonderful place to be. Yeah. Speeding tickets, stolen wallets.
My wallet got stolen in Atlanta.
What's the child rape like there? No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa.
Not as bad as Florida.
Disney
fucking
World.
Hate Florida.
We had that conversation already.
Okay.
No, it's just a bunch of old people in like military, and nobody knows how to drive. And people from Atlanta don't believe me. But
Florida.
Promise.
Yeah, we're talking about Florida or Virginia. Yeah, hold on.
Well, I'm specifically talking about Virginia right now.
Okay.
Holy shit! Anyway, so I've been there like 6 months, and you know, it's good. I work at the beach. I got a great view. I get to watch dolphins play every fucking day. I know.
Which, I mean, like, it's a nice image, but still, it was
fucking
a little random.
Your brains went to dolphin rape immediately. Like, I fucking know.
No,
that.
It did. Actually, mine was like, what a young girl.
It's like the type of girl that has a dolphin tattooed on her. Like, hey.
I lived in Atlanta my whole life until I moved to Virginia. So, like, when you get to go to the beach, you go to, like, shitty little Tybee Island or something. I mean, it's not that shitty, but you go someplace and you're just, like, lucky if you see a fucking crab, you know?
I got bit by a stinger. I got stung by a fucking jellyfish at,
That sucks.
In Tybee.
You shouldn't try to fuck it, dude.
I didn't try to fuck it. I tried to fuck me, all right? I was the victim here. Jesus. Men's rights.
No. Sorry, I almost got killed by the ocean, so, you know, I just don't like it. Fuck the ocean.
I never go in it, really. I just look at it.
Don't.
All the
it's
time.
Dangerous. It wants to kill you. Cthulhu waits sleeping.
Oh, I know, because we went down to Hatteras, like, last month, and the waves down there were, like, obnoxious. I got knocked on my ass so many times.
This is East Coast still, man. West Coast is worse, right, Danny?
Yeah,
it's cold. Pretty bad.
You're the closest I've ever been to the West Coast. Like, yeah. Let me smell you.
I grew up my entire life near beaches.
I put
this
my
is
feet
the
in Pacific Ocean one time. What's wrong with you?
I've never been to the specific ocean.
You've never been
the
to the
one that's in the Pacific,
one, right?
Yeah.
You've never been to that specific ocean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's good.
So another thing, and I think Danny, you remember this. Dick pics used to go back a long time ago, like over a
I
year
do.
Ago.
Of course, you think I remember this?
I
don't told
know
how
you
on our first
it did. It does. What?
A long time. Elizabeth used to be on the show, not as often, as like it was
like
me and Kyle.
Once or twice, I don't know.
It was once or twice, and then me and you did Sweet Action as well.
Yeah.
Which was a funny fucking episode.
Okay, because this is how...
That was the very first podcast I ever did, and I was like, I don't know what the fuck is happening right now.
There's this one guy who's chugging a 40, and he has a guitar, and Ryan won't stop talking about Doctor Who Christmas specials.
Okay, see, because this is when I moved to Savannah, mm-hmm. and then Richard started Dick Pics, and you were on that, and I was like, oh, okay. And then you met Andrew, who is a co-host on our old show.
Yes.
And so I have...
That's right, because you were on a show with Andrew, because we talked about the Grammys. And me and you were the only one that liked fun.
Okay, so, but this is funny to me, because I only get, like, Richard speaks very highly of you.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew sort of barely remembers that, because he was apparently kind of drunk. And then I work with a dude that fucking hates you. So I'm like, what the, like, I don't know what to think. So I far, so good, though.
I have no idea why anyone would ever hate me. Yeah. I don't know why anyone feels that strongly about me.
No, so when he told me, he was like, yeah, she's going to be on the show. I was like, oh, this is going to be fun.
And you've never met me before.
I've never met him.
No, but I know his first reaction to you, though.
Yeah.
His first reaction was,
"You forget,
fuck that bitch." And I'm like, well, what the fuck, man? He goes,
hold on, wait for it, wait for the explanation.
I'm like, he's like, well, all right, let me take it back. Let me dial it back a second. I agree with everything she said on the show. She said it perfectly.
Oh, I remember. But man,
her fucking voice.
Yeah. For some reason, you on recordings, I hate the sound of you.
I hate the sound of my own voice too.
It doesn't, like, when we see you, though, it makes it a lot better.
No, it's fine. Yeah, like, hearing you in person.
This is why I text you and never call you.
I want to hear that fucking shrill.
Oh my
if
God.
You could not laugh again.
So
wait, I got this.
It's wonderful. Thank you.
If anyone can, go back. I think they're still on the Dick Pics page, facebook.com/dickpics. She has articles written on it that are the funniest fucking
That's
rants
right.
about serving.
Write.
Yeah. She was our article writer, man.
And then I kind of started my own blog. Sorry. Yeah. I cheated on you. I got my own thing going.
Ooh.
If I had a dime every time a girl cheated on me.
I'd
Would you
20
have
20
cents?
Yeah, it was 20 cents. Yeah, that's about right. It doesn't happen that often. Come on, it's me. So, let's keep on you for just another second, because I want to bring up the best picture I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
It's just a very cute girl covered in Del Taco.
Might be the most erotic thing I've ever seen.
I mean, how many times did you come?
I came 4 to 6 times.
Okay, good, good. I was 5.
I don't want to say 5, because, yeah.
No, mine was 5. Mine was 5, exactly. I kept a tally of it. It was one for every taco covering body parts. Except for that one I found out wasn't an actual taco.
You make this sound so bad. I'm fully clothed in the picture.
That's the only downside.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Well, I was like, okay.
And you're eating Del Taco French fries,
this
too.
Can I ruin this image for you really quick? Yeah. I went to Del Taco yesterday morning. I was, like, hungover, and I haven't had Del Taco in, like, 6-something months. And I'm like, I already knew I was going to take that picture. Like, I knew, because Greg does not understand, like, my obsession with Del Taco. And I think it's grown because I can't get it, and I know it's here.
I didn't know there was a fucking Del Taco.
I haven't seen one since it used to live in Morrow, man.
See, I grew up in California. And Del Tacos are fucking everywhere.
Anyway,
my mom was like, she was like 19-ish. I believe she was working at Del Taco when she was like pregnant, so she was eating a lot of it.
She's fucking
love Del Taco. You don't even know. When I was like, like, it's Del Taco and Jack in the Box. If I can get my hands on both of those.
That's the one I don't get. Like, look, Del Taco, man. Like, granted to me, like, it's still fixed in my mind that it's a poor person thing, because that's what my
No.
It was my mother and my sister used to eat all the time, and they ingrained in me as like, you only eat that when you don't have money. So, like, it's still stuck. But I like Del Taco.
Del Taco's delicious.
Jack in the Box. I don't
so
fucking get
good.
You people, man. Like,
so
Jack in the
good.
Box is weird.
I don't think
so
I've ever
good.
Had Jack in the Box.
Don't people have died eating it? It's on the news. Don't eat Jack in the Box.
So fucking
Danny
good.
Danny gets it and keeps it for 3 days because people travel out of state to bring it to him. It's
my mom
like,
shits
like,
me a bag of tacos.
It's like drug
South
running.
Carolina.
Yeah, yeah, there's one there.
Yeah, so, I mean, well, that's very sweet of your mother. If I asked my mom to ship me a box of Del Taco, she'd be like, you're fucking out of your mind.
No, one time I was like, Mom, it's Monday. Can you overnight me a burrito? From, like, my favorite burrito joint in Long Beach.
Chipotle?
She was just, no. Chipotle's that basic bitch shit. No, like, so...
That's
like,
where you go after you get your pumpkin spice latte and your yoga pants and
exactly.
your Ugg boots.
Yeah.
Can we get... That's what we should do for Halloween. Ugg boots and yoga pants, man.
Oh, I thought you meant go to Chipotle. I was like, I'm down for
me
burritos.
Me and Danny are still trying to figure out a couple costume for Halloween.
I have no idea what we're doing either. But anyway, so back to the picture.
I knew
I was going to be taking that picture, and I knew exactly how I was going to do it. And I knew I couldn't go, like, into my house and lay down on the floor and cover myself in tacos, because the dogs would be like, hey, treats, and, like, ruin my life and eat my food.
Oh my
so
God.
I'm in my car with the seat all the way back. Del Taco all over
Say
me.
It slower.
Hey, please,
fries.
Much slower.
Fries in the mail.
What? Paula Deen?
You got Southern as fuck in here, man.
Yeah.
I was hoping you were going to tell me that you, like, closed the blinds to your room and locked the door and just laid out on the bed and just
dipped in mayonnaise.
What's the rule on vomiting on this show?
It's
just,
encouraged.
Yeah, please. Encouraged. Anytime we can do it.
Same,
we just need,
like,
we need the sound bite.
Yeah.
Not the computer stuff. The stuff's not expensive, but not cheap
anyway,
either.
Yeah, so I knew that was like totally like I was going to put it in my face, but I wanted to put it on me before I put it in my face.
Oh, that's so sexy.
If only, right?
Yeah.
No. Like I just described a bukkake. So.
Want it on me before it's in me. Hashtag porn taglines.
Anyway, but like the greatest thing is I woke up this morning, I had a notification on Instagram from Del Taco. They liked my picture.
We've both done this. No, this is the greatest moment.
I was so proud when Miller High Life liked my post one time.
They
I was
fucking like, do it all the time. Yeah. Breaking Bad liked mine. Yeah.
The world, the, my favorite was the official FIFA World Cup one. Like
that got both of us. Yeah. FIFA World Cup loved us because we just kept taking pictures of him looking defeated when
so
the Mexicans
sad.
Got defeated.
Yeah, so sad. And like a, it was like official FIFA World Cup liked your photo and I was like, oh man, back to crying. It was so bad.
Oh, that was fucking beautiful. All right, Danny, what about your week, man? Because like I'm trying to talk to you all first.
Absolutely nothing has happened to me. Like
You got a car?
I did. I got a car finally because like
Skyon.
If you haven't listened to the show, I have a DUI, so I found out that I can drive. I could still
drive. He's got a provisionary license.
Yeah, I got, yeah, so yeah, I got a license. Top. I was like, fuck yeah!
Yeah!
So I got a car, so that's pretty great. And then it was like, but there's a lot of like, fucking, you can't do this shit if you want to drive.
And so, shout out to Danny's mom, because I'm going to let her know.
Yes.
Danny's not drinking.
I can't have a drink, ever.
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 No, yeah. This is not provisionary.
Until the DUI is like totally paid off or whatever.
Yeah.
It's you're
this is a rule from his mom. I'm not saying that like shitting on you, but like it's a good rule. It's her looking out for him.
Well, how does your
and
mom
Danny's
feel
doing
about
good.
Smoking?
Oh, she's totally fine.
Like, you know, like smoking.
No, yeah, she's...
Okay. Talking about cigarettes, right?
Because I mean,
there's something
as long as
else
not, like,
we can't talk about
as
right
long
now.
As I'm not, like, doing it and driving, she's totally fine. Like,
fair enough.
Yeah.
Your
but, like,
a nice lady.
No, she's good. My mom's
she's
awesome.
She's going to listen to this episode.
Yeah, she's great. But no, yeah, so I got a car, finally. So that was a really big deal. And then, what was the other one? But, fuck. Now I can't even think of it. I quit drinking. That's
yeah, no, that's yeah. pretty big.
It's huge, because it's been, like, a thing
and I
do.
Quit drinking with him for a solid 20 hours. I was proud.
Know, he was I like, did, no, we'll quit drinking.
I quit drinking in, like, January of 2012.
Yeah.
I quit drinking.
Guess who made her start again?
Me? I did? I made me start.
Well, I know. But I remember you, like, said that to me, too. And then one day you just started drinking with me, and I'm like, Jesus, I should probably calm down. I'm making people fall off the wagon.
Well, then there was that Four Loko night that never needs to be talked about.
Four Loko.
You know how much Repo, the Genetic Opera, we sang that night, man?
Oh, god damn it. I hate that movie.
That was the night that I think Ryan started hating both of us, to where it's like, we just left him, and he's on his phone, and we're like, let's sing musicals together. Hashtag, I'm not gay.
What are you hashtagging today?
How many times did you watch that Cell Block Tango video? Like,
oh my, well that was different. Like you're sitting there in like a nighty and shit.
I'm
like
not
this.
In a nighty. I was in a corseted top. It wasn't like even a real corset. It was like corset.
I jerked off more to that than I did the Del Taco picture.
If you could take the Del Taco picture,
the corset. Oh god,
it's
somebody,
done.
Somebody needs to make like, how do you say GIF or GIF?
It's a GIF.
I say GIF.
Wow, okay. I'm the weird one then.
Yeah, you
so
are.
So someone needs to make a GIF of me doing this Cell Block Tango thing with just Del Taco, like, fucking showered, like, constant, like, tacos hitting.
Use the word shower. Change Del Taco.
No.
And still use you.
Keep the Del Taco.
Fully clothed.
And the showering.
Fully clothed doesn't work in the sentence.
Take a bath in tacos fully clothed.
What's good either way.
Yeah, yeah,
good either way.
I still know it. What we need to do. We need to have a giant Skittles bathtub.
Alright, enough about me covering myself with
no.
Del Taco.
Now we're going to talk about your fucking
yes.
week.
You ready for this?
Because
yes.
you have had
Please.
A fucking doozy.
We're going to start off slow. I want to build up to this.
Which one are we starting with?
I'm going to start that I went to church.
Okay, there's a fucking precursor to this story.
Yeah, I know. Now, Grant, before you say anything about it,
yeah.
Allison invited me to church.
I was going to talk about this.
I agreed to go. She did not push.
I was
going to
talk about this, too.
I know. I felt the reason I agreed to go was because, like, yes, I'm an atheist.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, this is something important to her. I need to try to respect it. I did not respect it at all. And that was my fault completely. Now, granted, this day fucked me up
Allison
horribly.
Allison is not the bad part of this story.
No, no, not her
no,
at all. No, she was absolutely fine. She actually got me out of there because she
what
saw
I
want to
talk about is what happened at work before you came home.
Okay. So what happens is she laugh. Invites me to church, and I'm like, all right, I'll go with you. And I'm sitting, I haven't clocked
Richard's
in
to work
Richard's
still yet. A cold atheist, by the way.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Yeah. But were you there for the transformation?
She was there toward the tail end of it when I was already becoming an atheist.
Richard
so
was
she
a
never
pretty
saw
hardcore
me.
Christian.
Yeah, she never saw me as a Christian.
I have a friend who claims to be an anti-theist, so let's just
You know Andrew too, then.
So Richard used to be really fucking hardcore Christian, like really hardcore. He used to be like, no, man, it's like God's thing. Like, he would say it from time to time. Not a lot, but he would say it.
Yeah, never like alienate people, but like, I believed everything would happen. Now I don't.
It was very, very weird. So, anyway.
I'm trying to be open to her, and she tells me, and like, I'm hanging outside of work before I clock in. I'm there like 30 minutes early. And she calls me, and I'm like, so where's this place that we're going to tomorrow? And there's some people with me. And she tells me, oh, we're going to, type of church, what's his name?
It's a Pentecostal church.
A Pentecostal church. And I'm like, a Pentecostal. And I'm like, wait a second.
Speaking tongues and shit?
Don't they play with snakes? And she's like, no, they don't play with snakes. They do speak in tongues. And I'm like, what? I start losing my shit. And I'm looking up the website, and I'm like, and she's like hung up on me. I'm looking up the website on my phone, like, holy shit, they got a website. And I'm like, all right, it's cool. God doesn't speak in leet, so they can't be Pentecostal. She's fucking with me. And they're like, no, Allison goes to a Pentecostal church. And I'm like, I don't think I could have dealt with this when I was a Christian, man. I can't go to a Pentecostal church. If someone falls out in front of me, I'm going to have a panic attack and fucking die. Because, I mean, like, it was one of those things, but the reason, even when I was a Christian, I had trouble with churches because my father would tell me horror stories from growing up to where he would go with a snake charming churches because all of his family, you know, like, one parent, not my initial family, but all of our family relatives.
Doesn't the serpent represent Satan? What the fuck are you doing?
That's why you. That's why you can charm it.
Charm the snake
because you're like, fuck you, Satan. And I have you in my hand.
Then you drink.
You know what I never ever want to have in my hand ever is a goddamn fucking snake.
I don't blame you. I don't really like snakes either. Okay. They're not cuddly.
You corset atop snake Del Taco. Money. Money in the bank.
The vomiting is going good on this show. So anyway, I end up going to it, and I am freaked the fuck out, and this is where, like, I did a house wrong, because I am already decided this is not
going
to be good.
No, you're going way too fast. Oh, I gotta get back. Hold on. Okay. No. He finds out he's going to the church, calls me up, right? I'm sitting in my room, and I'm just like, what's up, man? And he's like, what do we have that's fucking satanic at our house? And I was like, what?
Oh my God.
What? He's flipping out. Like, he's like mad on the phone. I can hear him fuming, right? He's like, fucking.
And again, not Allison. This is all the other people.
No, at this, like, time you were mad at Allison. Oh, this is when you were angry at Allison. It hadn't gotten to the part where Allison was a good person yet.
Okay. So you're right.
At the moment, Allison was the villain at this point. And you were like,
she's making me go to church. I hate God. I can't deal with this.
It was, and it, like,
do we have any upside down crosses?
I was like, oh, okay. In our room, in there, in his room, whatever, where we keep the movies, there's a crucifix that's broken in half.
It's not broken in half. It's pushed together. And then he's like, we can break it more. And I'm like, dude. I made that in 12th grade, man. That took a lot of work. That's beautiful.
But did you carry it around your high school?
No, it's made of clay. You can't carry it. That's why it's broken.
But my favorite thing was, he was like, do we have a fetus? Can we get a fetus? And I was like, I think I can get you a fetus in like a few hours.
Oh, dude, I know where you can get a fetus. Like, seriously.
I'm telling you, man, fetus is not hard to come by.
Apparently not.
Yeah, you just go to your local Planned Parenthood, and they're like, yeah, take it.
Oh. And since we're on here with fetuses and and churches and all this shit,
yeah.
I would like to give a shout-out to our friend Andrew, who just got engaged.
Enjoy your potential fetus later.
Yeah, perfect. Do you want to officiate? She should officiate with that.
Anyway. So, you go back to work, and you start telling other people.
No, it was the two people that were with me when I heard.
Yes.
And they're both diehard Christians.
This is my favorite part of this story.
And so, they just keep telling me, like, oh no, you need to go. Because I'm like, I think I should tell Allison I should go, because she's not so hardcore about me going. I think I just need to be like, this is where I draw the line. I don't need to be a friend. Like, this is going to fuck your day up. And Allison's like, well, do what you need to do. And I'm like, okay. And so, they're going, why are you doing that? You need to go. Open your up. Maybe there'll be a message. Maybe you can talk to God. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm just sitting there going, what? 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 No. And it's just all day at work. And I'm fucking hyperventilating going, I don't think I need to do this, but maybe they're right. Maybe I just need to push myself in it and just deal with shit.
Peer pressure.
Yes.
The thing Christians are great at.
And then I come. So I do this shit and I come home. And I get peer pressured again. And now, granted, best intentions.
Hold on. He's not telling the entire story. He's telling his version of it.
Yeah. Now, I agree with y'all more because y'all were trying to look out for me. But the same thing. These people don't know me as well as y'all
did. It was the day I found out I was getting the car, right? So,
God found a way for you.
Yes. So, I was like, okay, this is my last ride. This is literally the last day I can pound booze. So, I invited Andrew over and we got fucking wasted. And I mean, like, a lot. And Richard comes home, and we're pretty toasty at that time. And Richard shows up, and when he called me to complain about Allison, he was like, "Hey, I need you to go to the liquor store, and I need you to buy me 2 40-ounce beers." And I was just like, "Okay, I'll go."
Like, I like the 40 occasion.
I'll be like a bro about it. Like, I'll go get it. So he comes home, and I tell him where the 40s. Richard comes right back outside after putting his shit down with a huge fucking 40. Chugs like most of it. Like, it's mostly gone in a few seconds.
Right, I'm aware he's got that capability.
Yeah, and me and Andrew are just kind of like, "Fuck yeah!" And then he's like, "I gotta go to fucking church." Like, puts out. And then me and Andrew proceed to berate him.
It's bad. I didn't go in tears this time, at least.
But, like, in my defense,
Danny kept apologizing. He's like, dude, we don't need to do this till night. I'm so sorry, Richard. Because he's drunk as fuck, but he's trying to be sensitive to me. They're so nervous that I, though they said they weren't nervous about this, they were nervous I was going to go back and be like, "I think I should be a Christian again." And I'm like, that's not going
to
happen.
No, see, you were totally misconstruing it.
That's what
we thought that we were going to push you towards Allison, when the thing that we want the most is for you to disconnect from her.
Oh, no, I'm not going to disconnect
from
her.
We thought we were going, like, "Hey, fucking go to this broad," and I didn't want that at all. I was just like, "Oh god, I really hope this helps him realize that maybe this is a bit too codependent." You know? Yeah. and instead it turned into like, "Fuck that bitch."
They were not articulate or elegant at all.
You know what? To your credit, I've had several conversations that go that direction very quickly. I think it's just a thing people do.
Right. So, but
when you're drunk, you don't get your emotions out as well. You lose track of where you're at.
Right, you're just like, "How can I put this simply? Fuck that person."
Yeah. So,
and most people take that as an insult. When "fuck that bitch" is just the obvious first course of action. It's the salad of the why we need to talk about this.
But yeah. So, we weren't worried about you becoming Christian again. We don't think that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. It was more about like, "Oh god, if this just makes them closer, I'm gonna fucking hate it." And it did.
Yeah, it did.
And I'm like, "God damn it."
It was actually a nice thing to find out it made us closer, though, because, like, let me skip this part. I'll go back to the actual church experience. Afterwards, like, Allison pulled me out of there. Like, she wouldn't stay. I was trying to stay for her. She's like, "Fuck you. I am freaking out watching you freak out. We need to leave." So, like, we leave. And it's the most awkward fucking ride ever. But it kind of turns out, like, things go really well. She's looking out for me. And she's just like, "We're not going to do that again." So it's just kind of nice to know. Because I thought religion was our one thing that would always keep us very separate. And, like, it looks like we can look past that. Danny hates it, but, you know, it's good.
Yeah, I hate it.
The church thing.
Well, cheers to that.
Yeah.
Go back.
Cheers. You want a tip? Yep. Let's make noise.
Just a tip.
Ooh.
Mm. I love doing it because Danny always wears the headphones on this thing. Yeah, Even though we have dual set headphones, but I get really dizzy when I can't hear other shit. Random side note.
Huh.
But the church thing, and if Allison listens to this, which she didn't listen last episode, maybe she'll skip this one. That'd be awesome.
Why?
Because I'm about to explain why I did not like the church thing.
Oh, okay. Hey, Allison, fast forward through this part.
Yeah, no kidding. There's the one thing that I really dislike that she knows of. And that was, the message was God's plan. And the only thing that I cannot deal with God is when people say God has a plan. Because my obvious reaction is, "Fuck you. God plan sucked. Hashtag mother." You know, I like having to watch all that. My mom, anytime someone says, "Well, God had a plan," I'm like, God did not need to keep my mother that long to suffer for 4 years every day for 4 years.
Right.
That's too long. I can't deal with people telling me to deal with that. When you tell me to deal with that, I would rather just be somewhere else.
Right.
The thing that also got to me, though, that she does know about, the first 20 minutes, there's a preacher. Or a priest. I guess Pentecostals have preachers.
I don't know what the fuck thing.
This guy asked for donations 6 times. I counted. I held a finger out every time he did it.
Yeah.
6 times he asked for people to give money. And never once was it for to feed the hungry, to help the poor. It was, "Well, guys, you know, Jesus blessed us with this church, and we've got ourselves a parking lot that needs to be paved, and you need to dig deep and think to yourself, was that Coca-Cola really worth it?"
Fucking disgusting.
And that bothered me just because he was asking for those things. I don't care if a church asks for donations. People can ask for donations all day. But because he was begging the people for shit that was very minuscule, to where I'm like, fuck the church, man. Have it outside. You know, be with God's creation. If you're going to be a Christian, help other people. Back in the 1700s,
a great revival. Like, fuck it. They did it in tents.
Exactly. Tents would be great. And now, you know, if you're in the north, yeah, you probably...
would be fantastic.
You need a building in the north. It's cold.
That's always what I'm thinking. I want camping infused with my church.
You're in the south. You could make a big church with that.
My Lord.
She gets it.
Yeah, she does. So that bothered me a lot. And the guy, it was spectacular. I started writing a story because of him. Because every word he said was accompanied by a piano.
Yeah.
And he would say words on certain notes, and then he would move at each beat and stamp his feet at certain times. Like, and I thought this, like, I grew up Baptist. I thought Baptist preachers did this, and I never saw it to this extent as a Pentecostal preacher who I understood why people followed him. He was a natural leader. It was weird.
He's the Hitler of the religious
community. Nah, I'm not going to go with that. Because, I mean, he wasn't telling people,
why is
like, to kill.
Every natural, like... Every
he killed 6 million Jews because he told people, fuck the Jews. That's a leader. If someone said, fuck juice, and we killed 6 million juices, I'd be like, dude, that dude's pretty good.
Yeah,
I'm impressed. Look at Jutler up there.
You know what? I like juice. So anyone juice that gets juice up in front of me and says, let's kill some juice, I'm not going to kill juice.
I kill the fuck out of juice every time.
I love
every
juice.
Party.
Love juice.
I did drink a glass full of juice this morning, but
you're anti-strawberry mite. Didn't work. I was trying to get Semite, but the S was all I could get. You got one better? Come on, bring it. So that's my church story.
Yeah, church was funny.
It was funny to you. Like, I was in tears most of the day. We were supposed to do a podcast last week. I refused to do it because I'm like, Danny, I don't think I can talk. I'm gonna go to my room and think about my mother. It was fucking rough.
Okay, remember how, like, the first podcast we ever did, you kind of got on to my case about how I was saying things that sounded really bad about, like, my brother, and, like, the fact that you just said you're going to go to your room and think about your mom. Just...
Did it sound sexual to you?
Not until she said it.
Yeah.
I didn't think what I was saying sounded sexual.
Oh, that's right, because we said you were going to fuck your brother. No, I forgot about that. She fucked her brother, man. While watching her parents make out or something like that. I forget which.
Hashtag wincest.
Yeah, it was. Del Taco, incest, and showers have come.
I think you were trying to mix the showers of Del Taco, but let's move forward. We'll be all right.
Cool. The next thing that happened to me this week was coming back from the church. I'm driving, and I get to this road that's less than a mile from our house. And on it, there's... a carcass. This is the decapitated skinned deer story, by the way. Just to throw this out there. Anyone that's heard it, y'all can skip forward through it. I found a deer. It was dead. I'm talking about blood fucking everywhere. Smeared on... Not on the pavement. Like, it wasn't hit by a car. It's in someone's driveway. Somebody
this thing
out.
Has been clearly caught and skinned.
The head cut off, skinned, and the skin is laying in a nice folded pile 5 feet away from it.
Good. Yeah. I was hoping it was folded.
I'm taking several pictures of it because I don't know what the fuck to do with this information. And I'm talking about this less than a mile. I made Danny come over, hung over a shit.
Yeah, okay. So this is the day after I've been pounding booze for the last time ever. So I'm fucking hungover. And he's like, let's go. I was just like, what? He puts me in a car and then shows me a dead, decapitated deer carcass where I'm just like, all right.
I mean, we're sitting there talking to each other going, do we call the cops? Like, this isn't a fucking hit. Like, if it was a hit, fucking leave it. I've seen dead animals. Yeah. But, like, this is, like, some crazy fucker came out and just... Pow.
Yeah, it was really brutal. I don't really know.
I'll show you pictures later. I'll post them on Facebook.
Georgia, it's hunting season.
That's what my fucking father said, but that ruins the mystery because the other story that comes with this week, I think, directly relates to it. Is that me and Danny are having a fucked up week, and I can't believe I'm about to talk about this on the podcast. So the day after this, after I come home, cry all day in bed, I'm just like, I'm fucking done, I can't deal with this. I fucking saw a dead deer, I've thought about my mother, church hates me, Allison's going to fucking kill me because I hated religion. Danny hates me because I went to church, I don't know what's going on, I just want to lay here. I get a phone call from my father the next morning who goes, you need to leave your fucking house. And go across the street. And I'm like, what, man? It's 9 in the morning. I went to bed at 5. He's like, not fucking around, son. Leave.
What the fuck?
And now, you don't know my father. My father, this isn't a joke. My father doesn't joke like that. My father finds flatulence really funny. My father finds very in your face thing is funny. He's not like a clever.
I like the dad already.
Yeah, he's not a clever guy that comes up like me and Danny would be the type of guy to come up with that type of joke. I still come up with Danny sometimes. I'll call him. I'm like, "Have you seen the man in the red hat yet? Run away and just hang up on him." It's really well thought out to where if he ever sees a man in a red hat, it's gonna fuck his day up. It's not worked yet. But I wake up, throw some pants on, I fucking run out of the house. And I go across the street, and I call him back, and he's like, "Look,
you okay, just wait, need... stop."
Yeah.
So, no! Hold what on. Are you hold doing? On.
Around this time, I work very early mornings, so I'm getting home from work. And I pull into the house, and Richard's outside on the phone, and he's just like, "I need to talk to you for a second." Just like, "What?" He's like, "I need to talk to you for a second." And I was like, "Okay, well, can I, like, go change?" He's like, "No, just come outside with me. I need to talk for a second." And I was like, "What the fuck is going on right now?"
So we're both in a fucked up mood right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm just like, "What's going on?" And he pulls me to the side, and then he goes, "Hey, what have you got in the house?" And I was like, "What the fuck are you talking about, man?"
My father has called me. No. My father has called me, and, like, don't ask too many questions, because we may just have to tell you no, because I've already told my friends they can't text about it, they can't talk about it, nothing.
So we're going to put it on the internet.
Yeah, but we're being very specific with what we say. We've talked about this before we started the show. We're being investigated for running drugs. I'm not fucking joking.
Yeah, we're not kidding.
I'm sorry, I forgot we were on a podcast. I just made the most hideous, like, what the
yeah,
fuck
you
face.
Did. Yeah, you did. We, like, the cops are going through our garbage at night and shit. The cops are posted outside our house every fucking night.
Yeah.
Do you just have, like, why?
Well, here's the thing. I pulled Danny aside. I'm like, "Danny, I the other past day, the past.
I made a joke for Richard's
so
birthday.
They're going to come up. They're going to see me parked all fucking backwards and sideways in your driveway.
Oh, they think you're buying,
like,
drugs.
Well, guess what? I'm not. You would literally be the last person I would go to if I wanted to buy drugs.
Right? That's our whole thing.
Like, I wouldn't even bother asking you if you had any.
Have you seen our friends? Why would you come to me? Exactly. My friends look horrible. They're bearded. They have tattoos.
Hey, I have tattoos.
Yeah,
I have tattoos.
Exactly. But no, why aren't they investigating y'all? Why me?
They are. I live here.
No. That shit
That's
was.
That's so fucked up.
So we're being investigated. They're going through our trash, probably as we speak. They're trying to get enough evidence to raid my house.
They're trying to get a warrant.
Yeah.
To raid
our house. Now, granted, like, look, we have nothing here. I asked Danny. There's no reason for me not to believe Danny. There's no reason to lie to myself.
The other day, I made a joke to Richard on his birthday of, like, "Hey, you know what I'm going to do for your birthday?" And he's like, "What?" And I was like, "I'm going to get a huge hit of acid. And I'm going to put it in, like, 4 of the beers and just give it to random people and see what happens."
Sounds like a terrible idea.
Yes, it does. But I want to do it. And he was just like, "Fuck you, Danny." Like, "I'm not doing that." And I was like, "All right." So he pulls me up to the side of the house, like I was saying. And then he's like, "I know you were kidding the other day, but do you fucking have acid in the house?" I was like, "No, man. I was just kidding around. Like, I don't have anything here." And he's just like, "Don't fuck with me right now." He's like getting in my face.
Oh, now, you've never seen... Now, here's the thing. Like, Danny deals with, like, shit all the time. Me and him laugh at really bad situations. I've never seen Danny look scared before, where he's like...
The thing is, I wasn't scared when he told me that the cops were raiding. I got scared when Richard got in my face to see if I had drugs.
Right, like, no, I would be scared too. Yeah. Okay, well, what you... Like, I just can't even take this, like, situation seriously because...
We don't
I would
do drugs?
Be the kind of person that would go out and buy, like, the Anarchist Cookbook and, like... Like, tear out some pages and throw them in the garbage can. Like, "Oh, what's this?"
No,
like,
we've just been
that's
every...
That's what I wanted to.
Or, like, cut them out in the square. Like, you know how people who hide drugs, like, hide them in books? Like, yeah. I would, like, take, like, Bible pages and, like, cut them in a big square.
No,
I
just had every girl that's on her period throw her tampons in her trash can this week.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. I can't help you with that.
Ah, shit. I pissed in the trash can once, too.
Did you?
Yeah.
No wonder that smells there.
Yeah. Look, I'm looking out for us, man. I'm looking out for us. Like, they're going to have a hard time.
It's been real crazy, because, like, I leave for work.
Oh, but you have cat, too, so what you need to do is just scoop the, like, the poop and the pee. And
I do that without the cops looking. Because, yeah. You know, garbage men.
Well, I can't say that about
backbone of our community.
Yeah, I know they are.
No. I leave for work at, like, insanely early mornings. And
figured out why they're looking into us. Because, like, I'm same thing. Like, we don't even do drugs. We drink. Yeah. I mean, there's been a couple of experimental phases. fucking 10 years ago.
Right.
You know, but like nothing. Like, we drink.
Yeah, that's our drug of choice. It's like booze.
Right. I think even if pot was legal, I would still drink instead of doing pot because I really hate the idea of smoking. Like, I don't like smoking cigarettes. It fucks me in the mouth.
It fucks me in the mouth.
Yeah. Silence.
Fucks me right in the emphysema.
If I had a nickel.
No, but... Well, no, speaking of cigarettes, though, I'm super proud of myself that I've been smoke-free for about almost a year and a half now.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Congratulations. Yeah.
So,
I've been drink-free for about 30 seconds.
It sucks going to Atlanta bars because you can still smoke.
A lot of them
bars.
Can't smoke. Yeah, you can't smoke it anymore. They kind of changed the law. So for a few of them, I think there's a few that you can still like kind of totally.
Well, I know like
them.
Most bars, but if you sell more alcohol than food,
yeah.
You're still allowed to smoke. But like, you know, I was at my old haunt, my old workplace on Thursday night doing karaoke.
Next to the Murder Kroger?
Yeah, and everyone's and smoking cigarettes.
Oh, yeah, Righteous Room over there.
What was the place you worked at? I don't remember the name of it.
are we not supposed to talk about it?
I don't know. I think she's embarrassed now.
No, I quit there like almost a year ago now. It was Camelli's.
Oh, by Little Five?
No.
We drove by the Murder Kroger, and I thought about her when we did
OG
when we went to
Camelli's
Diesel's.
The OG Camelli's is right there by the Murder Kroger. Right. They're actually, like, changing it around. Like, and I didn't leave there on bad terms by any stretch of the imagination.
We talked about Deer Tick 2 that night.
Deer Tick.
But,
who was Lyme disease?
You know, I miss Camelli's, actually. I started having dreams about, like, coming back home, and, like, that was the first place I wanted to go, like, when I got back home. That's how much I missed it, and it was the first place I visited.
Nice.
Really?
So, yeah.
I would never visit something like that.
You know, it's just like
an
when
old
you
job?
Old job.
It's no, not a it's not a great work environment because I saw
did
a
you
kid
shit,
get,
did you shit in the sink?
No, I saw a kid get murdered there, you know, like 2 days after my 26th birthday.
If it's any exception, we have decapitated skinned deers and drug running going here, so if you want to talk about murder, hey, I'm the one who knocks.
But it wasn't the safest Eisenberg. Place to work, but my work crew was probably hands down the best team I've ever worked with in the service industry.
That always makes it too, though. It's the people you work with that makes the job.
They were like family.
You know that.
Yeah.
Because he's been talking about that with his new job. Like, he's like, the company's good, but the fucking people I work with make it astounding.
Yeah,
I've been really proud of Danny with that. I was like, that's good, Danny. You keep with it, buddy.
I like it.
Even though he's sleeping like 3 hours in 5 days.
Yeah,
it's pretty awesome.
Killing my sleep schedule.
You know how many times I get to just like jerk off in the middle of the living room? Because I know even if he walks in, he ain't going to see shit. It's awesome.
No, how many times?
Twice.
How big is it?
Wrong podcast, man. Wrong podcast. So yeah, apparently me and Danny are running drugs because Danny gets rides in the morning from different people who stop for 5 minutes, come in, get him, go out, leave. This is at 4 a.m. Yeah. I usually don't come home to 2 a.m. I just recently had a lawsuit. I bought a new car. Danny just got a new car. I brought a new big screen TV.
I have a second
we've
job,
been coming.
So I get home at like 1:30 and then
so
I leave again
like
at 5
your
a.m.
Your neighbors were like seeing all this?
It was got to be. Because I mean, like, I thought, like, well, me
I
and Danny
those
have...
people right there. Fucking
no. I'm pretty sure they're druggies.
So even better for them to be all like, oh, no,
what did they
put
the pressure on us? Because they're the one with the pressure cooker.
That was a Breaking Bad reference, or am I just...
It was something
you
like that.
You don't actually make drugs with a pressure cooker, but that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think probably a bad idea.
That's like you're asking for like something to combust, but whatever.
So yeah, no, like it's really fucked up. Like it had me like I'm cool now, I'm calm down, I'm like, all right, look, I don't have anything. I'm white. They can't plant things on me. I should be good. But like I have such a like a idea of in TV what they do if they raid a house and I'm like, I don't want them to cut open my couch. I like this couch.
Right. Yeah. It's like you got to think about your furniture.
And then, of course, would you like...
And they're
probably
going to probe the dog and the cat.
And
like,
us.
What's hiding in here?
Now, we like to be probed, though. Now, have you listened to any other of the episodes?
Honestly, no.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. We got to give you a little backstory. There was an episode, like I think it was like 3 episodes back, we call The Red Spreading.
Oh, boy.
This is where Danny went on a kick and fucked a lot of women on their period.
Not a lot, it was two.
So why is this like a trending, it's trending, it's, like it's the internet right now. Why is this like a popular thing to do? You're not the first person I've heard.
No, it's not. What happened is it just worked out
timing-wise.
Danny
just likes to fuck.
No, oh, yeah, okay, that's what
fair
it
enough.
Is. I was in my slut phase and like I was...
Been there, done that.
I was sleeping with a
still
few
there?
People.
No.
Okay.
I was thinking the two people were at the same time. It just happened to be that both of them were both on their period and I had sex with them both on my bed like while they were on their period. So there's a
Did you not put a towel down?
He didn't know.
I didn't know there were on their period.
Because this was those drunken nights in the middle of the night. They're like, let's fucking day. He's like, hell yeah, fuck you, party.
Yeah. So,
I can't wrap my mind around this right now. Anyway, continue.
Oh, you want to see the... You,
I don't.
We'll get there.
So, I caught one night or whatever. I like woke, like, you know.
You ensnared one.
Danny broke all through to the other side.
We finished. And like, I got up and I went to the bathroom to like clean off or whatever. And I was like, what the fuck? It looked like I had just come from a crime scene.
Like,
and,
you stuck your dick in a cheese grater?
Yeah, that kind of thing. It was real hot. And I turned on the light in my room and there's just this fucking pool. Like, I mean, like a lot. And it's like this massive stain on the bottom of my bed, and like Richard's
covered up half the bed.
Yeah, Richard's like talking.
Dick Pics episode, the red spreading. Like anyone wants to go back and hear it, it's told in much more detail.
Yeah, the details is pretty funny.
With that being said, skip forward to now, Danny.
So Richard's like, man, what if they fucking raid our house? And I'm just like, man, how great would it be if they raid our house and they like flip my mattress and they're like, whose blood is this? And I'm like, flip out. And I'm just like, well, funny story. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
You need to look them in the eye and be like, it's Menzies. Dead, straight faced.
Just look at that. Here's the fucked up part. As funny as I know that is, when he told me, I was like, if I fucking go to jail for you, Danny, god damn it.
Okay, but let me just say, if they do raid your house and you go, then do you watch Game of Thrones? But you have to be like, do you want Game of Thrones? Just scream it at them. You have to either go, it's Menzies, or you have to scream, do you watch Game of Thrones?
That's what I'm going to do.
Just when total, they say like, no. Ballistic, like wide-eyed. Like.
When they say no, just sadly, I'll just be like,
and then you just start mumbling. No, you just have to start mumbling like the Night's Watch, like, like vows.
I just look at Danny, I'm like, what do we say?
Or look at Richard and just today? Be like, and now our watch has ended. Yeah. And then just like walk out of the house and they're like,
that would be the best time I've ever been arrested.
Fucking solid gold.
Man.
Solid fucking gold.
So that's my week.
That's what's been going on with us.
So like, I'm dealing with church, a decapitate. There's some fucking crazy motherfucker decapitating deers and I'm being investigated for drug running. So yes, Danny, I didn't quit drinking with you.
Hey man, it's all God's plan.
Fuck. Oh my god.
Oh, fuck man.
I almost got up and hid behind this chair and then I realized I'm too lazy to move that fast.
I don't blame you. The other thing, if they raid the house, do you understand how many underground horror movies I have that look just like snuff films?
Yeah, there's a lot of.
I can't explain this shit to anyone who's not into the scene, man.
But then you can just show them all your musicals and be like,
yeah, I read an article also, online once. Nazi people that love blade. Horror. My what?
You have a Nazi sword.
I don't have a Nazi sword.
It's like a fucking thing. That
you're talking about like a little letter opener?
Yeah.
It's not a Nazi sword.
It's got a swastika
on
it.
You have a Nazi sword?
No, it's a dragon sword. It's a dragon letter opener.
Jesus Christ.
Whatever.
I was 15 once.
Nazi.
It was 15 years ago, Daddy. I was 15.
Yes, it was.
Shit. I'm almost 30, man. I'm 29 now.
Yeah, I know. It's I'm right up. There with you.
You need to be.
I am right here.
You get like, to have
I'm
one more kid's birthday party. Yeah.
Like, holy God. I don't. Wait, did you just need to say something about kids' birthday parties? Because that's a part of my life I don't like talking about.
Kids' birthday parties? Like, what, did you fuck a kid?
No, I used to work at kids' birthday parties as a clown.
Oh my you, God! So wait, what? So what? Did you fuck a kid?
No!
You were a fucking clown?
Get the fuck out.
Tell this story. Like,
no, right no, now. Seriously, don't. Like, I don't think I can deal with this, Danny.
Tell the story.
I've never heard this.
My clown name was Dizzy Lizzy.
Oh. Go on.
Go, please.
Go on. Yes.
So, thank you, Beatles, for making that really easy for me to pick my clown name. No, it was just like, it's, you know, that wasn't even the most fucked up part of my job. The most fucked up part was, like, I have to call the parents, like, a week in advance and be like, hi, I'm so-and-so, I'm going to be working your party, you know, Dizzy Lizzy the Clown, and then SpongeBob, you know, so you got an hour, and this is what's going to happen with the clown, and this is what SpongeBob is going to do, and you give them a rundown of everything that happens, right? So, not to mention, thank fucking God I have theater experience, because I had to go run to my car, parked like 3 blocks away from the house, to change out of clown into whatever, Elmo, SpongeBob, doesn't fucking matter, Teletubbies were a thing, never had to be one, thank God. Actually, I take Teletubbies over SpongeBob any fucking day of the week.
I don't know. I saw SpongeBob get his dick sucked once.
Okay, I haven't, but that's even more of a reason why I fucking hate that show.
Nude Bob Square Nuts. Ugh. It's a porn name. Parody. Check it out.
So, you know, you guys have probably watched the actual SpongeBob TV show at least once in your life, or no?
I've seen
tons. Episode or two. Yeah.
Okay, how, like, everything is just kind of, like, fucking weird and fucked up and stupid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, well, people think that. They're like, oh, you're not real, so I'm going to beat the shit out of you and try to pull your costume apart.
No, that's called children.
No, but that never happened in another... That never happened in any other costumes. Kids respect the Elmo.
SpongeBob, that's because they're afraid he's just going to be like,
game over.
He's a diddler.
Let me rip the nose off your face. I'm going to rip the little sponges off of you.
What's the Pinot Grigio line?
You want the Pinot Noir?
Sorry. Elmo.
Because he's a rapist. He's a rapist.
Well,
I don't know if you got that.
Wait, was that the thing with the guy that actually voiced Elmo?
Yeah, okay. James Kelly? What was the name? I can't remember his name. Not James Kelly, but it was a very generic name.
Yeah, something he's child rapey. Yeah.
Oh, the name Richard sounded Turner. Like he had a stash.
He would drug kids.
That's not fair, because
wine.
My boyfriend had to grow a stash for a wedding, and it was very...
Had to? That's an odd thing.
I have seen pictures of your boyfriend. I've never met him. Can I say his name? Let me just say his first name. I don't know his last name.
She said his name on
Greg.
The show.
No, yeah, Greg. If he grows a stash, he's going to look like a diddler, man. I'm going to tell you right now.
You
please, let me see with a stash. Because, okay. I don't have anything against the guy. I've not talked to him. But he's in the National Guard, right?
No, he's in the Coast Guard.
Coast Guard. So I think he's a diddler anyway.
Jesus Christ. I don't know what that is. What is a diddler?
Elmo.
Elmo's a diddler. Yes.
Well, then I guess no, because I'm... No.
Did you get diddled?
DJ
Diddles. You got diddled.
Yeah. I might have.
Dizzy Lizzy got diddled.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so hold on.
Episode name, The Diddling.
The Diddling. People are going to be like, what the fuck is this podcast even about?
I don't know. This episode's going to go long, too, because we got one last thing to talk about.
Okay, great. It's like the most recent photo of me that was like tagged and posted to my wall. And it's us at the wedding. And all the groomsmen had to grow facial hair. So because he's in the military.
My God. It's Luigi.
Because he's in the military,
he's the
he
one
can
with the shaved
only
head.
Grow
oh,
a mustache.
No fucking way, man.
That's diddly.
That's straight up
he
diddle.
He cannot tinto. Grow any
He
other
looks like
hair.
Tobias Fünke. Oh my God, is he a never nude? He's a never nude.
He's not a never nude.
Oh, that is straight up. You're dating Tobias.
He walks around the house quite naked quite often. But anyway, this is him.
This goes well, too, because she wants to fuck her brother.
Without the mustache.
That's a better picture. That's a better picture.
My best friend's wedding.
Because I'm at that age now to where I can't insult anyone that's losing their hair because I'm losing my hair.
Yeah, that was from the wedding of my friend that, like, they went pseudo-viral. Their wedding video went pseudo-viral. Like, they posted on Reddit, and they're like, we did, like, a thing where we posted all the pictures and made kind of, like, a stop-motion movie out of it. Mm-hmm. So the pictures go super fast, but it looks, you know, awesome. And, like, New York Daily News picked it up.
I always think that's really cool. Me and you, Danny, because I realize people can't see us. I'm just enjoying this conversation. I forgot we're recording. Me and you have a friend that just went fucking viral not too long ago.
You have a friend that went viral?
Yeah. A dude named Pablo. I don't know if you ever met Pablo?
I've heard of Pablo.
You don't sound impressed. The motherfucker. He
two
just,
of ten would not fuck.
That was good.
He ten just, out of ten would meet because I've heard of him.
I see.
He just became a U.S. citizen. Which is weird.
Oh, when he got front page of Reddit? Is that
yes.
Yeah.
Okay. It like fucking ended up on Reddit, Imgur, 4chan, like all these things, because he's just fucking holding an American flag and a fucking gun without a shirt.
Okay.
And the dude's kind of ripped. And I'm like, I was so jealous.
I've seen that.
You've seen it too.
Yeah. And I'm was on so Imgur all the time.
Yeah. The
you're
bald,
wait, you're an Imgurian?
Yes.
Bro fist. Because Danny's a 4chaner and I can't deal with that shit, man.
I'm a B-tard.
You know that's actually called a... Never mind.
A B-tard?
No.
What's a 4chaner called?
No, I was going to say the bro fist is not a bro fist.
What's a bro fist?
It's a bro hoof.
Son. Well, it's because we're pony friends, man. I'm a brony, you're a Pegasus sister.
Yeah, exactly.
Bro hoof. It just
so
happened.
Fucking day.
So
I went to BronyCon.
She did, and this is when me and her like started talking a lot again. She's like, yo, I know someone who's really going to like this. Richard, BronyCon. And I'm like, say it slower. Please.
You don't talk to me, please.
Did you read through the Flufflepuff like comics that I like sent you?
Some of them. I mean, I came too quick, so yeah.
You can't come when there's Fluffy Pony involved. You just can't. That's like weird and like
challenge accepted.
Look, I've seen Clop Clop, man, and like I felt weird about it, but you know, I did what I had to do.
I didn't. I've never gone that far.
Thank God no one listening to this knows what the fuck I'm talking about. Anyway, oh, so last story.
Someone's going
to
do it.
Andrew's going to call me up and be like, you're not invited to the wedding. All right, last story. We had one listener request come in, and Danny's going to go the fuck off on this one. Because I'm not supposed to talk about her, but I talk about her every episode. Allison sent one in. She says, talk about real sex dolls. And the only way I can talk about this is to bring up a very specific story.
Yes.
So, do you know what a real sex doll is?
Yes, you know someone who has one.
No, I know someone that has one?
No, I don't.
I know someone that has one?
Do you?
No. He's just telling the story.
I thought you were... Oh my God, I thought she was about to tell us that Ryan had a real sex doll. Like, oh my God. Please. Can we borrow it?
You know how fucked up that would be? If he dated a clown and now has a real sex doll?
What? Oh my God! Ryan dated a clown!
I don't think he cared enough about me to find that out while we're dating, so... Surprise!
I'm gonna pie him in the face. I'll call it a return to form, yeah.
Oh my God!
There's
that was
so
my
many
favorite
I
part.
Say, but I'm trying to be like a good.
Be nice, because we are friends with him. I don't think there's any hard feelings.
Work with him. I don't want this to get awkward. No.
I don't think he listens to our show unless you force him to. I don't think he listens to us. So don't worry. But at the same time, like, don't be like, dude got a small cock. I mean, like, we've all seen each other's dick.
I'm not talking about anybody's junk ever. That's not what I do. That's what guys do. And by all means, I'll talk about. Like the way my friend's labia is shaped, but I'm not gonna talk about penises.
Meat curtains.
No, labia.
She did.
What are you doing?
What is that face?
That's. I just realized what I said. Danny didn't catch it. Anyway, so real sex dolls. Me and Danny's slow, but okay. I look stupid now because Danny left 10 minutes later. Anyway, real sex dolls. Me and Allison. Have you heard about Allison?
Like vaguely through some of the Facebook posts and stuff, and like pictures.
Allison's like my best friend now. Like, she's a really good friend. Like, I adore her. We hang out all the time. But we have a really fucked up relationship where I kind of dig her. But like, I'm at the same time to where I'm like, I like being a friend with her. And she tends to lead me on. But Danny puts it more on the lead on than I do. I think she doesn't lead me on. I think I read too much into things. You're caught up.
Right, which is why we're friends, is because we both have that problem.
Yeah.
Right.
So, we're hanging out one night, or one day. We hang out a lot, like, all the time. And we're talking, and somehow I come up and I'm like, fucking real sex dolls. And she goes, what the fuck is that? And I'm like, you don't know what real sex doll is?
Did it come up that naturally? Was it just like, huh, so real sex dolls, right?
Well, she was talking about, like, I think we were talking about not being married by 40 and like, what the fuck you're doing? She's like, do you just fuck prostitutes the rest of your life? I'm like, no, real sex dolls.
Okay, that makes more sense. All
right. I think that's the way. Yeah. So that comes up and she's like, what's a real sex doll? And I'm like, you don't know what a real sex doll is? That's like a $5,000 piece of plastic. And she's like, what the fuck do you mean? So we pull up a website and she is fascinated. She's like, you can make a doll that you can fuck that feels like a real person? She's like, oh my God, give me the phone. She takes my phone and she starts building a sex doll that looks like her, exactly like her. And I'm sitting there going, Allison, I don't think I need to see this. Like, I don't know how I'm going to feel seeing a real sex doll of you because I ain't got $5,000 just to throw down, all right? And she's just going like, oh my God, what type of breasts do I have? What type of nipples do I have? They're like fucking different things. Like, so you'd be like, my nipples look this color? Is my nipples look this color?
And
I'm
like, this is why they shouldn't make sex dolls for women, because we'd be like, maybe his pecs are too big. Maybe they're not big enough. How many abs should he actually have? Just like the 6 or the 8? Like, I don't want to be crazy.
Oh, we looked at the men's sex dolls too. We looked at men's sex dolls. And I'll tell you the most nerve-wracking moment I've ever had in my life was where she looked at a dick for the sex dolls, goes, yeah, that's pretty small. And I didn't see it, and I'm like, how small is it?
Did you lick your lips like that, too? Did you lick your lips?
I did, man.
That was sexy right there.
I'm like, how small? I need to know.
He was making sure it could fit in his mouth.
Yeah, you gotta make sure.
And she showed me, and I'm like, oh, yeah, no, that's okay. That's small. I'm good. And then, like, she shows me, like, the extra large, and I'm like, that's not me. We get average, and I'm like, okay, I'm average. But that being beside the point. She shows me all these things that she's trying to make her, and it won't show her finished product. And then she finally looks at me and goes, do you think they just do molds of guys' dicks? Funny side story. Do you remember Ashley that gave me head at the Blockbuster?
Yes.
I saw her boyfriend's dick once because she made a mold of just the cock tip out of him. because they were trying to see if they can make the mold, a dildo mold of them. And I saw it, and I'm like, this is fucked up. You just gave me head in your house that you sleep with your boyfriend in. You probably shouldn't be showing me his dick. And, by the way, I mean, dude was ugly as fuck.
She wanted to see if you were down with, like, a threesome. Like, that's the only reason why she would fucking show that to you.
Is that it, Danny?
No, she was a whore.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Now,
damn it.
The guy was ugly as fuck, just to throw that out there. He was very geeky, like, just...
He wasn't that ugly.
No, he's kind of ugly.
He was, like, a shorter version of Herbert.
He looked like a diddler. But if any exception, we've all dated good some for ugly people. Him.
Yeah,
we have.
So, me especially. I've dated some not so great looking guys, right?
That being said, she goes, "All right, so you can make mold of dicks," and I'm like, "Yeah." She goes, "You should make a mold of your dick, and I'll make a mold of my vagina.
What?
And we should fuck them."
Like a puppet show? Like, what the fuck?
Look, get out of the fucking clown mindset, all right? Not everything's with puppet shows and rainbows, all right? But yes, she's like, "We should just get a mold of your dick and a mold of my vagina and fuck them." And I'm like, "What? Can't we just fuck?" She's like, no, let's just make molds first. And I'm like, huh? I'm so fucking confused, man.
Was she in college?
Well, she's in college now. She's finished college. She's my age, which is a great relief to Danny.
What?
That she's my age.
Yeah, because you date, like, really young.
Yeah, I date young. Because
you're not the only one. Hey.
Wait. Is that against me or against you?
Neither one.
Oh, okay.
Oh! But, so, this is my problem with this broad, though, is that she'll say shit like that. Like, we should fuck them. And Richard actually said the thing you're supposed to say. Why don't we just fuck? No! I'm good. We'll make the plastic ones and I'll watch and you can get the satisfaction of never having any.
Well, okay, so like on this like weird topic of conversation of sex dolls, I actually did date a guy, you don't know him, that had a pocket pussy.
I know, no, I know a guy with a fleshlight. Like,
I'm sorry, it was a fleshlight.
I have a dude I see daily that has a fleshlight. No, not him.
I know everyone on your team.
No, you don't. You haven't met two of the guys.
I know everyone on your team, Danny.
You don't know Marcus. And Marcus is not the one.
Is he the black guy?
Yes.
But I know who he is. So it's the one I don't know? Did you use it?
I have no. Why would I be like, "Hey, bro, bring your fleshlight to work." So that I could bang
show
it.
And tell, man.
Whoa, what the fuck is going on under this chair? Oh my god.
It's my dog.
Yeah, holy she's fucked
shit.
Up.
It's my dog.
Oh my god, she's it's like, starting like... I'm like, who's touching my butt?
Welcome.
So
we are being investigated for drug running. You know, we're wiretapped.
Hey, look. No, never mind.
The skater kids.
Skater kids.
Longboarding.
Yeah. No. So I know a guy who has a fleshlight.
Does he like swear by it? Because like I still says, kind of want to get
he
one.
He says
but
the hardest part of it is just cleaning it. Like, see, Kaylee.
No, April's here. April's
here. Isn't it supposed to be easy to clean though?
I believe so.
Well, according to Kevin Smith, if you don't clean out quick enough, sperm does turn brown. Which I believe him. I have no reason not to.
Never mind. I'm not going to go into that. Anyway.
Is there like one time you didn't clean your pussy quick enough? And you're like, look at all this brown junk.
Dude.
First of all.
The darkest, like deepest, worst thing I could say. I'm just like, clean your pussy.
Yeah.
You got an empty pussy.
Did you not clean your pussy fast enough? Like, that's like something I would say to my
what
friend. Or
your
like,
vaginal cleaning.
Like, I think I'm pregnant. Did you not clean your pussy fast enough?
You gotta give it the flush, man. You gotta put the hose up.
Get that douche going, man. Get the douche going.
Get the, like, Diet Coke and Mentos action.
Jesus. Fuck. What is that, like a deep clean? It's an acid wash.
All of a sudden, also, someone just sneezing.
It's literally an acid wash.
Oh, that's brutal.
Acid and carcinogens right up in there.
Delicious.
No, okay, guys, seriously though, I don't know how often you think that women like douche and stuff like that. That you don't do that.
I don't think
Richard doesn't have a good like perception of how women do anything. I thought I got a chick pregnant once because she blew me.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a true story.
You were like 15 though, right?
No,
I was like 20.
Okay,
she was crazy though.
You were 23.
No,
I
couldn't bring the bar yet.
I did hear that story though.
Yeah.
No, like, okay, like, unless there's something seriously medically wrong with you where your body isn't functioning properly, you're not supposed to, like, clean that at all. Like, and I've had to tell Greg this because he's.
Is he buying you douches or something?
He's got a little gun in the shower with the soap, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
They got a tool for this. I just saw it at a gay man's apartment. It's an anal, like, douche. It's like,
I'm not really talking cylindrical. About the butt.
Oh, okay.
He's saying she gets a little too...
I'm sure it can go up the butt. It can go up the badge, though.
Well, yes, I'm sure it probably can. You are exactly right.
You probably want to buy a separate, but...
Yeah, I would agree. That's how you get a yeast infection, right?
Probably. I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's gotten a little gung-ho with the cleaning action, and I'm like, you don't need to do that. It cleans itself? It's like
an oven.
It's not like, well, okay. It's not like your mouth where you have to brush your teeth to prevent gingivitis and plaque buildup and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, my God.
It is regulated. What,
did you not know that you had to brush
your
teeth?
Imagine there was just a vagina brush. And every night when you went to bed, you're just like,
I'm pretty sure this is not a thing you have to imagine. Just Google cleverly.
That makes me so uncomfortable.
No. I met chicks that like that.
Like a big wire brush,
toothbrushes.
Like just going in there.
Felt. It's felt.
No. Mm-mm. Don't put anything in there.
You just take the brush off. It's like an automatic abortion machine. It's fantastic.
Fuck.
Too far? Too far. No.
Why am I laughing at two guys? Yeah. Hey. Look, we're going to go a little long this time anyway. But
do we still have more to cover?
No. Oh. I was just going to ask you, do you want to say anything about Tusk before we go?
We saw Tusk.
Please tell me about it because I've been like on the fence, but like I really...
Let's push people over the fence then, Danny.
Hold on. All right. So... I've been down about this movie. I was.
Not down as in like ready to go. He's like, fuck this movie.
I just saw the preview for the first time probably like 4 days ago.
Okay, so I listen to Kevin Smith's like podcast.
We've known it for like 2 years.
Yeah, we listen to Kevin Smith's podcast a lot. So we heard the episode where they think it up. You know, and then it came to fruition where he was going to make a movie, and I was
hashtag
just like,
#Walrus, yes.
Yeah, so it was just like, oh, this is gonna fucking suck. Like, I was, that's all I thought. I was like, I hated Red State, I didn't like...
And I am a Kevin Smith fanboy to where I'm like, no, he can't do wrong. Jersey Girl, awesome.
Yeah, I don't like, there's a few Kevin Smith movies that I don't like, and Red State is one of them. And like, everybody's like, Red State was so cool, you know, I had some problems, but I
did like Red State, but I'm not like... You know, I'm not gonna.
I don't like it.
I'm bad shit for it though. But anything that's about evil churches,
I wasn't into it anyway. And then he cast the guy from Red State in Tusk, so I was like,
Michael Parks.
I was like, this is not looking good. And then a couple weeks ago, like we listened to Kevin Smith's other show, Hollywood Babylon, and he's flying back and forth to do filming for Tusk and record Hollywood Babylon, and he keeps giving updates about this movie. And I'm just like, this is sounding better and better. The more I listen to it, like, it's just sounding better and better. And so I get kind of excited for it.
And then the reviews start coming out.
Yeah.
The reviews are fucking astounding.
Yeah, they're really good. And
no,
I was
like, I'm talking about the big names are going, this is pretty fucking cool. It's weird.
So I was like, all right, I'm going to go give this fucking movie a shot. And I was pretty pumped about it. We got there today. We were the only two dudes in the theater.
Of course.
And oh, yeah. Like,
it's
10:15 in the morning.
It's
seeing Tusk.
Yeah, I remember going to early morning movies.
It starts fucking playing.
That sounds like a sex joke. Is that a sex joke?
Starts fucking playing, and it's phenomenal. Like, from start to finish. I was laughing. There's parts of genuine, like, terror.
So is it like a comedy, or is it like...
That was
can
the
I say this?
Weirdest
this was my, this
thing
was
about...
My life.
It's the weirdest thing about the movie.
The weirdest thing about it is that you've seen horror movies with comedy overtones.
Right.
This is a comedy movie with a horror overtone. It is the weirdest shit I've ever seen in my life. Because it feels like you're
just saying the same
thing? No, I said a horror movie with a comedy overtone.
Oh, okay.
And a comedy with a horror overtone. This one was with the horror overtones with a straight comedy. Like, you're fucking laughing the whole way through.
Doesn't play
but like every atmosphere, the atmosphere is all horror.
Okay.
But you're laughing
the
through
entire
the entire thing. There's never one point where you're like, oh my God.
Yeah,
unless you can't deal with gore.
I think I might have chortled like twice during the preview, and then it got to the point with Justin Long screaming all the time, and I was just like,
"That was a good scene."
I don't know
That's
how
good
to feel
scene.
About this. And Greg's like, "Okay, this is fucking Kevin Smith. Like, it's gotta be A, good, and like B, kind of funny. Like, so we're not sure. So I'm
it's
really glad you guys
funny.
Saw it. Today.
I didn't find
very,
Red State
funny.
Red State with me was straight.
Well,
horror.
No, I know, but like,
yeah. And no, I love now. See, I'm against him. I love Red State.
I don't like it at all. Yeah.
Hashtag last part of the show is shots scored.
Yeah. No, but I definitely recommend Tusk. It's so funny. It's definitely like for sure. Even if you hate it, it is the most unique movie you're going to see.
You'll never see a walrus fight like this again, man. You just watch a walrus, dude.
Yeah, it is so fucking out of left field. I was just like, yeah, I want this. Like,
Johnny Depp's in it.
Johnny Depp is
what?
In it. And
Kevin
it's,
Smith, and I'm not talking about a small part like a cameo. Johnny Depp's in a good, the entire fourth act.
I mean, Yeah. I mean, well, I mean, there's no fourth act. It's a three act movie.
But like, I'm not good with movies like this, so third act. Besides Lone Ranger, which was like...
I didn't see Lone Ranger.
Was 21 Jump Street. You know, like he was in that. Yeah. So Greg had never seen that, and we went to go see 22 Jump Street when it came out because we were bored and we didn't have anything to do, and we were like, let's just go see a movie. And I was like, you know, 21 Jump Street is really good. He's like, I never saw it. I was like, all right, well, that might be an issue, but we'll see how it goes. And, you know, they're both really fucking meta. And so we finally watched 21 Jump Street, like, last weekend. I think we finally got around to sitting down and watching it. And he had no idea what the fuck was going on with, like, the cameos, anything, like, fucking Holly Robinson.
Was he not
in
pop culture at all?
He's never seen the TV show.
Well, fuck that.
Well, neither have I.
You should still know the people.
The man who told me when we first started dating that he'd seen Moulin Rouge at least twice. We sat down to watch it, like, 3 weeks ago. Oh, I've never actually seen this before. I flipped my shit.
You should.
I fucking flipped
Danny
my shit.
Works out to Moulin Rouge.
No, I don't.
No, no, I'm sorry. I'm saying Mulan. You work out Mulan.
I work out to Mulan, yeah.
Yeah, okay. My bad.
The first song my on my bad. Workout playlist is Make a Man Out of You.
Oh, that's fine. That's mine, too.
Yeah. It's the shit.
All right.
Anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you because I know your love of musicals and the fact we, like, bonded over stuff and... He, like, I don't think he meant to, like, lie to me. I think he honestly thought he'd seen it before. He's like, this wasn't what I was thinking about when I said that. And I was like, what the fuck were you thinking about?
Danny's learning. He knows my love for musicals. He just walks away when I do it.
Yes. Yep.
All right. So, guys, if you're liking what you hear, you can find us at facebook.com/dickpics, dickpics.podomatic.com, or if you want to email us anything, you can do us at rabbitholepodcast@gmail.com. And then for two quick shout-outs, we have Instagram at drex418 or at Twitter for Elizabeth at Liz with two Z's, Beth with two F's. And please go to iTunes and subscribe to
us. Do you still have a clown Twitter? Do you have a clown Twitter?
What was it? What was it again?
Dizzy Lizzy?
No.
Please, God.
Please, someone Instagram Dizzy Lizzy. Hashtag Dizzy Lizzy anytime you see a clown.
My Instagram is Nunyalizness, and so is my WordPress blog, actually. So
I'm so proud of Nunyalizness, it ain't even funny.
It is kind of funny, though, because it's like, Nunyalizness.
Anyway.
I see what you did there.
This is Dick Picks. I'm Richard Tanner.
I'm Elizabeth.
I'm Danny. I forgot which one it is. That's not it. Richard, I don't remember. It's been so long.
The music button, Danny. Hit the music button. God.